He says, concentrate your mind and worship using mantras to take shelter of me. By these two, your heart and within your heart and externally as well, you will see the planets devoid of water, which means you will get, this water of devastation, and you will get the ability to create the three worlds. Therefore, engage with attention in bhakti, and when you do so, you will see me within your mind and spread in all the planets, and you will see all the planets and the jivas within me. This was the instruction given by the Supreme Lord to Brahma till now. This is where we ended. The Supreme Lord continues, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. Yadatu sarva bhuteshu darushvagnim ivastitam pratichakshita mam loko jahyat tarhyeva kashmalam. He said, please, because one of the questions asked by Brahma, one of the benedictions, that please let me not be overcome by the sins while I am creating this material universe. So in response to this, he says, yada lokaha mam pratichakshita. So here, the previous verse, he said, you will see all beings in me and you will see me in all beings. Yomam pashyati sarvatra sarvam chamai pashyati, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. So he says that when you see this, when you get this vision, or if anyone gets this vision, sarva yada lokaha mam pratichakshita sarvabhuteshu sthitam darushu agnimiva, just as fire is situated within wood, tarhi eva jahyat kashmalam, then he gives up all illusion. Therefore, this vision will remove all illusion. When one gets this vision, he is no longer affected by any illusion. So here, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, Brahma prayed that he might not forget his eternal relationship with the Lord during the course of his material activities. In answer to that prayer, the Lord said that he should not think of existing without a relationship with his omnipotency. The example is given of the fire in wood. The fire kindled in wood is always the same, although the wood may be of different types. Prabhupada is explaining this analogy. Different woods seem to give different fire, but the fire is same. It is only due to the nature of the wood that the fire looks different. Okay? Similarly, the bodies within the material creation may be specifically different according to shape and quality, but the spirit souls within them are not different from one another. The quality of fire, warmth, is same everywhere, and the spiritual spark or part and parcel of the Supreme Lord is the same in every living being. Thus, the potency of the Lord is distributed all over His creation. This transcendental knowledge alone can save one from the contamination of material illusion, like the Prabhupada writes here. Yes. In purport, Prabhupada, it seems to indicate that it is the living entity. Both are right. The nature of the living entity also does not change. When it takes different bodies, the nature of the Supreme Lord also does not change.
Yadarahitam atmanam bhutendriya gunashayaihi swarupena mayopetam pashyan swarajyam ruchati.
So, one may ask, at what stage, how do we know that a person is ready to attain the Supreme Lord? When is he mature?
to go back home, back to Godhead? What is the symptom? Because a practitioner needs to know the milestones. So the Supreme Lord is indicating the milestones here to Brahmaji. What is the final milestone when someone is ready to attain the Supreme Lord? He says, Yada Pashyan, when a person sees Atmanam, that he, the Jiva, Rahitam, that he is completely free, Bhuta Indriya Guna Ashayaihi. He is free from the reservoir of the gunas in the form of body and senses. Maya Swarupena Upayatam, and has attained a relationship with me, then Swarajyam Richati. He attains Dasyaras. Swarajyam. So here, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commenting on this verse. But before going to the comment, we will once more take a look at the verse. He says, Yada Pashyan Atmanam Bhuta Indriya Gunashayaihi Rahitam Maya Swarupena Upetam Swarajyam Richati. That person has attained Dasyaras when he sees himself as being completely free from the influence of the modes in the form of body and senses, and if he has attained a relationship with me, which means he has established a relationship with the Supreme Lord in one of the rasas. Dasyaras is indicated because Dasyaras is like the basic rasa, where an active relationship is there with the Supreme Lord. It does not mean one attains only Dasyaras. Okay. That is a basic, because Sakyaras also has Dasyaras, Vatsalya also has Dasyaras, Madhurya also has Dasyaras. So by mentioning Dasyaras, which means the basic this thing is indicated. Okay. So here, so what are the two conditions that he is telling? Free from the modes in the form of body and senses, and then he has established a relationship. So then one should understand that he is ready to go back home, back to Godhead. That is the final milestone. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commenting on this, he says, in which stage can a person attain you? A person should be free from the receptacle of the gunas in the form of body and senses. This means that the jiva should give up completely connection with the body and senses. It does not mean that one should give up the atma. When a person sees the self completely devoid of the senses and body, and sees that the jiva has attained a close relationship with me, that is the main meaning of upetam. Itam upa itam means he sees that he has attained a close relationship with me, the Supreme Lord, for serving. He attains then existence, rajyam, with the Supreme Lord. Sva rajyam means he attains an existence with the Supreme Lord. Or he attains the state or actions of servant, as belonging to the Lord. As they say, Sva Swami Bhav. Swami is the master, Sva is the servant. Sva Swami Bhav means Dasyaras. He attains Dasyarasa. Others explain the verse in another way. How? Because Brahma mentioned in his prayers both impersonal and personal forms of the Lord, this verse esoterically shows both final states. So Swarajyam for a person who desires to merge in the Brahman, for him Swarajyam is merging into the Brahman, and for those who are devotees, for them Swarajyam is attaining their Swarupa. So he says, one meaning is, when the Jnani sees the Jiva, Tvam becomes in his Swarupa one with me, Tat, then he attains liberation, Swarajyam, Tat Tvam Asi. When the Jnani sees the Jiva becomes in his Swarupa one with me, then he attains liberation. That is Tat Tvam Asi. The other meaning, so there Swarajyam means impersonal merging. The other meaning is, when a devotee sees that he is endowed with a spiritual form, Chidrupa for Shantaras, servant form for Dasyaras, form of a friend for Sakyaras, form of a parent for Vatsalyaras, and form of a lover for Madhuryaras, and that I am endowed with a form as Parabrahman, master, friend, son or lover, then he attains a state with his Lord as a Chidrupa master, friend, son or lover, Swarajyam. So which means, when a devotee realizes his own position as the servant and the position of the Supreme Lord as the master in one of these rasas, then he is ready to go back home, back to college. That is Swarajyam. Okay. So, Prabhupada here writes a very nice purport here. We will see Prabhupada's purport. Yeah. Both the options are open. Free will is always there. If one wants to attain merging in the Brahman, okay. Yeah. Both the options are there. So Srila Prabhupada writes here, in the Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu, it is said that a person whose only desire is to render transcendental loving service to the Lord is a free person in any condition of material existence. Which verse is Prabhupada quoting here? Iha yasya harer dasye karmana manasa gira nikilaswapi avastasu jivan muktasa uchyate. That service attitude is the swarupa or real form of the living entity, as indicated by the word swarupena. Of course, maya swarupena upetam. Then later Prabhupada writes, in the material world, even if one is under the conception that he is no one's servant, he is still the servant of his senses under the dictation of the material modes. Factually, no one is master here in the material world, and therefore the servants of the senses have a very bad experience of servitude. They shudder. What is the meaning of shudder? They shudder at the thought of service because they have no knowledge of the transcendental position. In transcendental loving service, the servitor is as free as the Lord. The Lord is Swarat or fully independent, and the servant is also fully independent or Swarat in the spiritual atmosphere because there is no forced service. There the transcendental loving service is due to spontaneous love. A reflected glimpse of such a service is experienced in the service of the mother unto the son, the friend's service unto the friend, or the wife's service unto the husband. These reflections of service by friends, parents or wives are not forced, but are due only to love. Here in this material world, however, the loving service is only a reflection. The real service or service in Swarupa is present in the transcendental world in association with the Lord. The very same service and transcendental love can be practiced in devotion here. And Prabhupada also in the last verse explains, this verse is also applicable to the Jnani school, and he gives the same explanation. Okay, so we'll continue.
Nana karma vitanena praja bhakvi sisrikshatah natma vasidatyasmimste varshiyan madanugrahah.
In desiring to create many offsprings, bhakvihi praja sisrikshatah nana karma vitanena, while engaging in various actions, te atma na avasidati, your mind will not become degraded. Varshiyan mad anugraha, rather my mercy
to you will only increase. You will not get degraded. Don't worry. Like that, Brahma, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu is giving assurance to Brahmaji. Don't worry, you will not be degraded by the passionate act of creation. My mercy unto you will only increase. Like that. When the real mercy comes, then one actually does not become proud. So that's, your mind will not be degraded, means it will not be degraded by pride also. That is the blessing that is being given to Brahmaji. Degraded means not degraded by any of the vices, including pride. So when we are praying with sincere earnestness, then when it comes, you realize that it is only due to mercy. And when that person, empowered person, when he is genuinely pleased and he bestows his mercy, then that protection also comes. So when we pray with earnestness, then when we get something as a result of that, we are very much aware. It's only because of blessings. And naturally it gives rise to gratitude rather than pride actually. And when we become pride, it happens and we realize, okay. And then again we become aware and then we pray again. And then again another dose of mercy. And we remember, okay, I should not become proud. That's how practically we experience, isn't it? When we pray sincerely and something comes, you become proud. You are not grateful and then it's taken away. And then next time you are careful. You know, it's not because of my capability, but it is because of mercy. Then you are protected. Like that. Yeah. Brahma Mohan Leela. Yeah, its duty is yoga maya potency. Yeah, that bewilderment, in one of the purports also it is mentioned very clearly that Brahma Vimohan Leela is not due to the Mahamaya. It's that bewilderment is not due to Mahamaya. Maybe this verse only, let's see. Hold on. 2033. In one of the prayers, this also it's mentioned that 31st verse it's mentioned. 35th verse it is mentioned. Yeah. Acha? 35th. Acha? If sometimes Brahma is seen to be bewildered, as in the 10th canto, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. That is also for his further advancement in his transcendental service. Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered like that. Okay. So, in desiring to create many offsprings while engaging in various actions, your mind will not be degraded. Rather, my mercy to you will only increase. Prabhupada writes,
A pure devotee of the Lord, being cognizant of the fact of the particular time, object and circumstances, always desires to expand the number of devotees of the Lord in various ways. That is the meaning of Nana Karma Vitanena. Brahmaji is trying to create many offsprings. What Prabhupada writes, a pure devotee always desires to expand the number of devotees of the Lord in the various ways. Such expansions of transcendental service may appear to be material to the materialist, but factually they are expansions of the costless mercy of the Lord towards the devotee. Plans of such activities may appear to be material activities, but they are different in potency, being engaged in the satisfaction of the transcendental senses of the Supreme. Like that. Rishim adyam na badnati papi yamstvam rajogunah yanmanomaye nirbaddam prajasam srijatopite. Yat te manaha mai nirbaddam. Don't worry, your mind will be always absorbed in me. Praja samsrijataha api tvam na badnati papiyan rajogunah. Even though you will be engaged in creating the offsprings, you will not be bound by rajogunah. So that is my assurance. You will attain, your mind will become absorbed in me, and therefore you will not be affected by rajogunah. This was one of the desires expressed by Brahmaji, and he says, tatastu, no problem. So this is where Prabhupada says, the same assurance is given to Brahma in the second canto also. Being so favored, Brahma's schemes and plans are all infallible. Nabharati mengam rushopa lakshate navaikvachin me manaso mrushagati name rishikani patantya satpate yanme hridaut kantyavato drito harihi. Like that. If sometimes Brahma is seem to be bewildered, he is bewildered by seeing the action of the internal potency. That is also for his further advancement in transcendental service. We saw this in the Chatushloki also. Isn't it? Yeah, correct. Arjuna is found to be similarly bewildered. All such bewilderment of the pure devotees of the Lord is specifically meant for their further advancement in knowledge of the Lord. Like that. That is the same thing. Yeah. Gyatoham bhavatatvadya durvigneyopi dehinam yanmam tvam manyase yuktam bhotendriya gunatma bihi. Though I cannot be understood by material beings, dehinam durvigneyah api tvam aham gyatah adya. You have today understood me. Yat tvam manyase. Why? Because your understanding is that mam ayuktam bhuta indriya guna. Ayuktam means not made of. Bhuta indriya guna. Because you have rightly understood the spiritual nature of my form. Therefore you have understood me. Or indirectly is indicating, the right understanding about the form of the Lord is that he is not made of material elements, material senses or material gunas. Bhuta indriya guna ayuktam atmabihi, nor is it a jiva. The Supreme Lord is different from the jivatma also. Like that. Here, Prabhupada writes, knowledge of the Supreme Absolute Truth does not necessitate negation of the material manifestation, but understanding of spiritual existence as it is. To think that because material existence is realized in forms, therefore spiritual existence must be formless, is only a negative material conception of spirit. The real spiritual conception is that spiritual form is not material form. Like that. then. Tubhyam madvichikitsayam atma me darshito bahihi nale nasalile moolam pushkarasya vichinvataha. Tubhyam salile vichinvataha. You remember when you are searching in the water? Pushkarasya nalena moolam. Where is the end of this lotus stem? Where is the end of this lotus stem? Like that, you are searching and searching and searching. Mad vichikitsayam, with a desire to understand me, or with an inquiry concerning me, atma me darshitaha abahihi, I revealed my spiritual form to make you successful. I was happy with your endeavor. So in order to make you successful, I revealed my spiritual form to you. Yes. Yeah. Right. That is the nature of spirit. No. He's directly seeing the Lord. So here Srila Vishnu Chakra Thakur writes, the Lord say, Lord is telling Brahma that you are the proof that my form can only be perceived by my inconceivable desire and not through material senses. He says, Pushkarasya nalena moolam mad vichikitsayam. You are searching for me at the, you know, up and down, but atma me darshitaha. I revealed my spiritual form to make you successful, which means till the Lord reveals, one cannot understand. So you are the proof, Brahma, that one cannot see or understand the Supreme Lord using one's blunt material senses. Nayamatma pravachanena labhyo namedaya na bahuna shrutena. Yamevesha vrunute tena labhyas. What is the last line? Vivrunute tanum swam. He has to himself manifest that form out of his own sweet will. Only then anyone can understand. Otherwise, no amount of one's own endeavor can one can see the Supreme Lord like that. Next. It is not because of penance. He says, I am pleased by your penance. I may choose to be not pleased by your penance also. So it is not penance. It's that endeavor of Brahma to please the Supreme Lord. That has inspired the Supreme Lord. But the Lord may choose not to respond also. So these verses indicate that the Lord is Swarat. But there are verses which also indicate how the Lord is controlled by bhakti. Both are not mutually contradictory. See, it's very subtle. When someone is controlled by something, like say someone is addicted, still there is existence of free will. I may try to, or some person or some object may try to influence some person, but that person always has the free will to say yes or no. But karma is not like that. Karma means forced. If I do this, this reaction will come. The reaction has to come. That kind of a cause and effect is not there when it comes to the Supreme Lord. Yes, it is true that the Supreme Lord is Swarat. At the same time, he is controlled by bhakti, but there is no contradiction. just like a person addicted to wine, in all probability he may take the next sip, but he has the free will to say no, and he can say no like that. So Lord is simultaneously Swarat at the same time. So penance, it is not by penance, it is by the Lord's free will that he showed it to him. At the same time, Lord Brahmaji's devotional penance controlled the Supreme Lord. Both are true. They are not mutually contradictory. Like that. Yet. Read. Confidential conclusion. That's what. So to be controlled, is not an indication of extinction of one's free will. That is the point. Elsewhere also it is mentioned, the Lord chooses to become controlled. Okay. So there also his free will is there. The Lord chooses to become controlled. Like that. Then he says, Yachakartanga Matstotram Matkatabhyuddayantikam Ankitam Yadva Tapasite Nishta Saesha Madanugraha. My dear Brahma, Matstotram Mat kata abhyudaya ankitam, whatever praise describing my appearance and activities, yat chakarta, that you have uttered, yadva tapasi te nishta, and whatever steadiness you attained in meditation, saha eshaha mad anugraha, your ability to offer praise describing my appearance and activities, and your steadiness, the steadiness that you have attained in meditation, understand that it is all due to my mercy only. This was understood by Dhruva Maharaj also. First prayer that he offers is that Yonta pravishya mama vacham imam prasuktam sanjeevayati akila shakti daraha swadhamna Anyamscha hasta charana shravana tvagadin pranam namo bhagavate purushaya tubhyam. Like that. So Srila Prabhupada also in the purport mentions, when living entity desires to serve the Lord in transcendental loving service, the Lord helps the devotee in so many ways as the Chaitya Guru or the spiritual master within, and thus the devotee can perform many wonderful activities beyond material estimation. Otherwise it is mentioned that Dhruva Maharaj never went to a Gurukul. He was just 5 years old. He was just ready to go to Gurukul. But still he offered such prayers. It is mentioned one or two words before he offers that prayer, he says that one should not doubt the prayers offered by the shastric conclusions that are coming out of the prayers which are offered by Dhruva Maharaj. It is mentioned that it is perfectly according to the shastric conclusions because he has been empowered, because the conch shell is addressed as Brahma Mayena Kambu. Kambu means conch shell. Brahma Mayena, which is, means personification of Vedas. When the conch shell of the Supreme Lord, which is personification of Vedas, touched the forehead. First, electric shock. So all the Vedic conclusions were transferred to Dhruva Maharaj. So therefore one should not therefore the word Brahma Mayena Kambu is indicated. One should not doubt the authenticity of the prayers offered by Dhruva Maharaj. He's telling that anyway he didn't go to Gurukul. Kitna acha prayers offer karne wala hai chalega. Not like that. Okay. Okay, let's continue. Prito hamastu badram te lokanam vijayechaya yadastau shir gunamayam nirgunam manu varnayan. I am pleased that you praised me, recognizing me to be the possessor of spiritual qualities. Gunamayam, nirgunam. Where in his prayers does Brahmaji address the Supreme Lord to be gunamayam? Can you recall? Gunavatara. There, in that prayer, Grihita Gunavatara. Gunamayam. Nirgunam, where does he indicate? Sashvat Nivritta Tamasa. Hai na? He says, you're eternally, your form is free of tamas. Like that. Lokanam Vijaya Ichchaya. I am pleased that you praise me, recognizing me to be the possessor of spiritual qualities and to be devoid of material qualities. When you desire to create progeny, you offered such prayers. Badramastute. Let there be auspiciousness upon you. Prabhupada writes in the purport, a pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and those in his line of disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be well known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. That desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. That one desire has eternal blessings, which means it is bound to be successful. Lokanam Vijaya Ichchaya. Your desire to produce successful progeny, as Prabhupada he comments here, a pure devotee of the Lord like Brahma and those in his disciplic succession always desire that the Lord be known all over the universe by each and every one of the living entities. That desire of the devotee is always blessed by the Lord. One need not, of course that does not mean one need not seek blessings, but then that desire is eternally blessed desire. It is bound to be successful. The impersonalist sometimes prays for the mercy of the personality of Godhead Narayan as the embodiment of material goodness. But such prayers do not satisfy the Lord. What is Prabhupada exactly talking about here? He says, Gunamayam. You have rightly identified me to possess spiritual qualities. Therefore, I am very pleased. Pritaha aham. But an impersonalist prayer to the Supreme Lord, who identifies the Supreme Lord as the possessor of some material qualities, his prayers will not be taken, do not satisfy the Lord. Because he is not thereby glorified in terms of his actual transcendental qualities. The pure devotees of the Lord are always more dear to him, although he is always kind and merciful to all living entities. Here the word gunamayam is significant because it indicates Lord's possessing transcendental qualities. Ya ete napuman nityam stutva stotrena mam bhajet tasyashu samprasideyam sarva karma harva kama vareshvaraha. Sarva kama vareshvaraha, bestower of all desires and benedictions. Tasya ashu samprasideyam, I will be pleased with whom? Yah puman nityam mambajed etena stutva stotrena. I will be pleased with whoever who worships me by the verses spoken by you. Anyone who repeats these verses, who worships him by offering these prayers, I am very pleased. Yes.
Let's offer these prayers tomorrow together. Why not? He is the source of all. Avatara Shata Eka Bijam. Purushottam. Yeah, these are wonderful prayers. If you want, we can offer them together tomorrow in front of Radha Vrindavan Vihari. Badramastute, you'll say. Okay. So, Sarva Kama Vareshwaraha, bestower of all desires and benedictions, I will be pleased with whoever who worships me by the verses spoken by you. Prabhupada writes in the purport. The prayers offered by Brahma cannot be chanted by anyone who desires to fulfill his own sense gratification. Such prayers can be selected only by a person who wants to satisfy the Lord in his service. The Lord certainly fulfills all desires in regard to transcendental loving service, but he cannot fulfill the whims of non-devotees, even when such casual devotee offers him the best of prayers. Okay. See, there is a difference between, when Prabhupada speaks, worshipping the Lord without material desires is one thing. That is a very high platform. But worshipping the Lord for the purpose of fulfilling one's material desires, that is dangerous. That is still dangerous in the sense, you know, that is not. But to possess material desires and worship the Lord, to take away those material desires, is perfect. Because many of the prayers offered by Brahma, you see, he is telling, please protect me from the onslaught of all these material gunas. So they are perfect prayers. Okay. So a pure devotee on the path of pure devotional service on the stage of sadhana avastha may have material desires. But as long as he is not praying to the Supreme Lord to fulfill those material desires, he is okay. But if he is praying to the Supreme Lord to fulfill those material desires, then it is a problem. Like that.
Purtena tapasa yajnair daner yoga samadina raddam nishreya sampumsam matpritis tattva vit matam.
This is the opinion of the knowers of truth. Tattva vit matam. This is the opinion of the knowers of truth. What is the opinion? Pumsam nishreyasam raddam. The result that men attain by purtena. Purta means pious activities. Tapasa, by performing austerities. Yajnaihi, by performance of sacrifices. Danaihi, by performing charities. Yoga samadhina, and by concentration in yoga. Okay. Mat pritihi. The result that men attain by pious acts should be pleasing to me. That is the opinion of the knowers of truth. So which means, the knowers of truth perform these pious acts to please me. Anyone who performs these acts with any other desire other than pleasure of Krishna, he is not a tattvavit. That is the corollary. Anyone who performs any of these acts, purta, tapasa, yajna, dana, yoga, samadhina, for any other desire other than a desire to please the Supreme Lord, then it is, then such a person is
not a tattvavit. He is not a knower of the truth. Their desire to please me, they do not desire to make me the object of their pleasure. Like that.
Prabhupada writes, the perfection of any activity, social, political, religious or philanthropic, is to satisfy the Supreme Lord. This secret of success is known to the devotee of the Lord as exemplified by Arjuna on the battlefield of Kurukshetra. As a good non-violent man, Arjuna did not want to fight with his kinsmen. But when he understood that Krishna wanted the fight and had arranged it at Kurukshetra, he gave up his own satisfaction and fought for the satisfaction of the Lord. That is the right decision for all intelligent men. One's only concern should be to satisfy the Lord by one's activities. If the Lord is satisfied by an action, whatever it may be, then it is successful. Otherwise, it is simply a waste of time. That is the standard of all sacrifice, penance, austerity, mystic trance and other good and pious work. Like that.
Aham atmatmanam dhata preshtas san preyasamapi ato mayiratim kuryat deha deryat krite priyaha.
Very interesting verse. He says, O Brahma, aham atmanam atma. I am the soul in all living beings. Preshtah san preyasamapi. Among all dear things, I am the dearest object to the living beings. Dehadihi yat krite priyaha. For this reason, the body and family are dear to a person. Ataha mayi ratim kuryad. Therefore, one should have love for me. Why should one love Krishna? Because he is the most lovable person. He says that, why one's family members are dear to someone? Because they are connected to the body. Why is the body dearer to someone? Because body is connected to the soul. Why is the soul dear to someone? Because it is connected to the Supreme Lord. Ato mayi ratim kuryad. Therefore one should have love for me. If you are having love for someone who is remotely connected, why not have love for that person directly? Atma is dear to someone because it is connected to the Supreme Lord. Body is dear to someone because it is connected to the Atma. And the relatives are dear to someone because they are connected to the body. Then how much more, if you have so much love for the devotees, for the relatives, then how much more love we should have for the Supreme Lord? Like that.
So, here Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur commenting on this verse, he says, affection for family is because of attachment to body. Attachment to body is because the jiva resides in it. Affection for jiva is because of the super soul. And attraction for super soul is natural. Here the conditioned soul is commanded to act with love for the Lord. Because such a person in his conditioned state is like a wealthy man who does not know about his wealth. So he has to be commanded. And when he actually, by accepting that command, when he receives his wealth, then he feels grateful. So in his conditioned state, he does not realize where his real wealth is. So such a person has to be commanded. Therefore, it is an injunction for the ultimate benefit of the conditioned soul. Ato mayi ratim kuryad is an injunction given to Brahma. Therefore, one should have love for me. For the benefit of the living entity only, not for the benefit of Krishna. Like that. So Prabhupada here writes, the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, is the dearest in both the conditioned and liberated states. When a person does not know that the Lord is the only dearmost object, then he is in the conditioned state of life. And when knows perfectly well that the Lord is the only dearmost object,
is considered to be liberated. There are degrees of knowing one's relationship with the Lord depending on the degree of realization as to why the Supreme Lord is the dearmost object of every living being. The real reason is clearly stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mamaivamsho jiva loke jiva bhuta sanatana. And later Prabhupada writes, the attachment for one's own body and its extensions like children and relatives is actually developed on the basis of the real living entity. As soon as the real living entity is out of the body, even the body of the most dear son is no longer attractive. Therefore, the living spark or eternal part of the Supreme is the real basis of affection and not the body. Because the living entities are also parts of the whole living entity, the Supreme Living Entity, whole living entity, that Supreme Living Entity is the factual basis of affection for all. Aapko samajh mein nahi aa raha hai ki your expression of affection for some family member is only because of that indirect connection with the Supreme Lord. Why not experience unlimitedly more bliss by developing love for that Supreme Lord directly? Ato mayi ratim kuryad. Therefore, one should have love for me is an injunction given. Then, sarva vedamayenedam atmanatma atmanatmatma yonina prajasrijayata purvam yaschamayi anusherate. Create the offspring who will be obedient to me and have devotion for me. Yaha mayi anusherate. Yata purvam, as you have done it before. Sarva veda mayena idam atmana, by your body composed of all the Vedas. Atma yonina, whose source is me. Of course, in one sense, if you see, it's not in Brahmaji's hands also. He creates bodies based on their own previous karma and swabhava. Brahmaji does not have a capacity to change it in one sense. Yeah, whatever was within his, that's exactly, you know, he has put it in a, but that's exactly what he is indicating. Within your capacity, whatever facility you can create for their elevation in Krishna consciousness, you do. As much as possible within your capacity to give them a favorable atmosphere for their advancement, you do. That's what it indicates. Yeah, yeah. So Srila Vishnachakra Thakur writes here, you prayed that you should not forget the Vedas. Your body will be filled with the Vedas. You will not forget the Vedas. This means that creating would be easy since it would involve simply manifesting the various bodies. Like that. Okay, so we are reaching the last verse of this chapter, finally. Maitreya uvacha tasma evam jagat srashtre pradana purusheshwaraha vyajyedam svena rupena kanjana bastirodade. The Lord of matter and the jivas, pradana purusha ishwaraha, kanjanabaha, with lotus navel. Evam idam vyajya, showing in this way the universe to be created, Jagat Sarashtre, and to the creator Brahma. Tasma svena rupena tirodade. Thereafter disappeared with his form. So he disappeared. So here Srila Vishnachakra Thakur writes, in the first day of Brahma, that is Brahma Kalpa, the Lord spoke the Chatushloki. 2.9.31-36. Okay, here it becomes clarified. In the Padma Kalpa, okay, the last day of the previous half of Brahma's life, the Lord also taught four essential verses, 3.9.32, 33, 41, 42. Okay, so that
Chatushloki was spoken on the first day of Brahma's life, Brahma Kalpa. So now, in the Padma Kalpa, which is the last day, 50th year ka last day, on that day, this was spoken, what we are reading right now. 32, 33, 41, 42. Let's see what is 32, 33, 41, 42. 32. Yadatu sarva bhuteshu darushu agnim ivastitam pratichakshita mam loko jahya tarhi eva kashmalam. If a person sees me situated in all beings, just as fire is situated in wood, he gives up all illusion. And the culmination of that is yada rahitam atmanam bhutendriya gunashayehi swarupena mayopetam pashyan swarajyam rachati. When a person sees that he, the jiva, is completely free from the reservoir of the gunas and has attained a relationship with me, then he attains swarajya. These two verses. And then 41, 42. Purtena tapasa yajna daner yoga samadina raddam nishreyasam pumsam mat pritis tattva vitmatam. The opinion of the knowers of truth is that the result that men attain by pious acts, etc., should be pleasing to me. So anyone who performs these acts with a desire not to please me, they are not the knowers of truth. 41, 42. Aham atmatmanam dhata preshtasan preyasamapi ato mayi ratim kurya dehadir yatkrite priyah. The soul is, the relatives are dear to someone because they are connected to the body. Body is dear to someone because connected to the soul. Soul is dear because it is a part of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, one should have love for me. Ato mayi ratim kuryad. It's an injunction. Yeah. Same thing. So, therefore, then the Lord disappears. Brahma's vision of the Supreme Lord is broken. Yeah. Huh? Padmakalpa, 50th year ka last day. First day of Brahma, first day, first year of Brahma. Chatushloki. That is Brahmakalpa. This is Padmakalpa. That is the first birthday of Brahma. Huh? No. Huh? No, he does not forget every day. Purvavat, he doesn't say as you forgot yesterday, he said as he created yesterday. He doesn't forget every day. Okay. Sakshami Purvavad Aham. Like that. Protection and also knowledge for creation also. Yeah. 43rd mein kya likha hai? Yatha Purvam. Create the offspring who will be obedient to me and have devotion for me as in the previous day. As you created yesterday. Which means yesterday also he did not forget to create. He created yesterday, so as you created yesterday, today also you create. Okay, so we will take a short 2-minute break, Gayatri break, and then we will continue with the 10th chapter. 10th chapter we will take off. Okay.